This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
That's right. 2:38 on a Friday. As Justin just said, the hard line will be alongside us with Why Today Doesn't Suck next segment as we are at Crush It in Grapevine off 114 in Maine. Ticket's going to be out here till 7, so plenty of time for you to start your weekend. In fact, I see a Corby sauntering in right now. But without further ado, let's throw it back to Monto as he gives us all the e-brakes that didn't quite make it this morning at 7:55.
Thank you so much, boys. We have 6 candidates today.
Thank you, Daddy.
Even left a few on the cutting room floor. Anyone would like to handle the CBI? But we have 6 here. We will start with 1, the aforementioned Corby Davidson. This was a part of the rant revival, and he went for the most playground of playground jokes.
First up, Peter Marshall. Does that name ring a bell, Gordon?
Chewbacca.
We are Marshall.
Peter Mayhew, and he's been dead.
Oh. Peter Marshall has died at the age of 98 due to kidney failure.
That's the host of the
gay what?
The gay game show. What was that?
Hollywood Squares.
Hollywood Squares, yes.
Yes. So he was born Ralph Pierre Lecoq.
Okay. Why did he change his name?
But he changed his name to Peter Marshall.
So he kept with the theme.
Yes.
He just switched to the first name.
Yeah. Peter
Ball.
I'm not sure you can say that.
I don't think so.
Why?
Yeah.
That's a common last name.
And it is not. It is not.
There's a rash of intentional dumping.
Unintentional.
I don't know.
Slip of the tongue.
So, Ralph Lucky Pierre Lecoq.
How would you spell that, Corby? Is that D-I-K-B-A-L?
Yes, it is.
Like, why'd you do a bat flip unintentionally?
Actually, it's D-I-Q-U-E.
Okay.
B-A-L.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Peter D-Ball.
If I was reading the hardline script without the names on it, I would expect that from Davey.
Yeah.
And then Corby is usually the grown-up that says you can't say that. Didn't expect that from Corby.
Well, yeah. And Gordo also being dad there, too. Like, it's like everybody was reading the wrong script.
Yeah, Gordo played Bob's character.
Yeah.
I know.
It's just that show, man. There's something about it. Because that was Corby, candidate number 1 here. The next 3 are all from Sunday morning.
Oh, man.
They're all from some one promotion. Segment. They're
really?
All from within about 5 minutes of each other. And the 3 have nothing to do with the last one. They're all their own unique e-break. So we start with Ham, who, speaking of working on the hard line, thinks that you can just say whatever the hell you want. And when Ham decided to take a page from Suck and read a porn birthday, thought, let's let it loose.
Danny D., he is an adult film actor. He's been in 1467 films. As I now pause to click refresh to see if it's changed.
What, you think he put out one since you made this list?
This has happened because he's very prolific in effing. Not including...
Thank you.
Not or you. Not limited to.
You're on the opposite end of that spectrum.
You're the opposite.
Look, between me and him,
no,
unprolific. In the last 10 years, we've done it probably 1,467 times.
No. Included but not limited to, are you being serviced? Ass that won't quit. Bitch better have my money. Bro, your mom's a fox. Close encounters of the big kind. Occupational therapy. Covet.
I don't know if we can say that one. I might need to dump that one.
What are you doing?
What are you, Davey?
And we don't know what I can
we
say.
We caught it in time.
Get to the C word?
That's part of a word.
Oh, my.
Oh, it doesn't work that
Occupational
way.
Occupational therapy with a C.
So if it was the F word and then it had...
I'm not that dumb.
It's just like a mind virus they have where they think they can just say whatever.
And also underrated, did he say she's been in 1457 films?
Yeah. 14... 57 films.
57.
1457.
Like, that's the name of the film.
The year of Columbus.
It's a period
1450. Okay, Sean.
We're blaming your show for this, Corby.
Sean?
What? All the cussing going on.
Because Ham
so much cussing.
Would never have done that before.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But he is also candidate number three here. This is a Ham special.
Oh, no.
Just trying to read or say a word and get tripped over his own shoelaces.
Amina Bakarova is facing a lifey ban and may face jail time after she was accused of trying to poison her opponent by smearing her chess pieces with mercury.
Mercury. All right, Dr. Carlton Maxwell.
Is that like a...
Mercury.
Okay.
I like know a sable mercury or a cougar?
Derivative.
Cougar.
Mercury sable, mercury cougar. What car are we talking here?
Oh, my God.
Take a minute.
Gladly. Starting now.
So what happened?
Monty, the alleged poisoning attempt took place in Dagestan. When before the match, she asked Chesapeake.
DJ, you're welcome back on now if you'd like to laugh at that.
I'm back.
Hello?
You laughed at what?
I don't know.
She asked chess officials.
There's no momentum on that show.
I just hear Monty having no control over his Sunday show. That's all I hear.
You were just getting in Ham's head there, struggling with mercury and then Cheshire fish. Cheshire fish.
I'm hearing a terrible radio segment.
Well, it gets better. And I can't exactly run the segment if I am also under fire here, as they didn't like that I was appropriately trying to assign this movie to this actor.
Some pretty heavy metal stuff going on there, trying to poison your opponent in chess. By heavy, I mean having an atomic mass of over 200.
Yeah, thank you.
Birthdays. Antonio Banderas, star of his movies, is 64.
Was he the Mexican?
What?
It's a movie.
Holy cow.
What are you doing?
It's a movie called The Mexican.
Just because you don't know the title, just don't use that as a placeholder.
I thought Johnny Depp was the Mexican.
Antonio Banderas is Spanish.
Oh.
Yeah, idiot.
He was in some kind of movie about...
Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Maybe that was it. The Mexican was Brad Pitt, which is even worse.
You're thinking of Desperado.
That's it. Whoa. There is a movie called The Mexican, and yeah, it stars... Brad Pitt and James Gandolfini.
Naturally, yeah. It's like The Last Samurai with Tom Cruise. Perfect.
By the way, point of order, what was EA was not about? On our show that day. That was our news segment.
Okay. There's a lot going on there.
A lot.
Yeah. So we normally wrap it up by also reading birthdays. And
okay.
That's what led to Antonio Banderas and then the porn guy. And then before that was the chess story where we got Chesapeake.
There's no way that's a word.
In Ham's world, it is, bro. All right, there is the whip threesome. Candidate number five here is our very own Mr. Sexy Lando. We know him. We love him. This was from a
Sex
mix
Lando.
Featuring the Sweet Spot and the Invasion. We know about his troubled past with substances. I don't think they're
smoke meth.
I don't think they're completely behind him.
Dude.
They got the silver in Athens. And
so
why
do you expect them to win now when they haven't medaled since 2004? So now you're mad because they didn't win? They haven't won in 20 years.
Sean told me to be mad.
Yeah.
He told me America was exceptional.
And
I'm
taking my cues from Ham. So.
Is Canada that much faster than us?
Right.
Well, can they even run?
They're not on ice.
Right. So I got confused.
This isn't speed skating.
Yes.
I didn't know. I'm just saying, everyone lower your expectations so when something good happens, you will naturally be excited.
The owner fired Jerry the GM.
What was that, Lando?
Should Jerry the owner fire Jerry the GM?
I say yes.
Is that our poll question today?
How many beers did you have during the break?
I thought it was funnier in my head. They're my fault. Well, have a good day.
There's something just about you, Donovan.
Lando is the ray gun of the ticket right now.
And if you had just followed it up with a shucky ducky quack quack, you
it would have worked. You Everything worked.
We all would have laughed. We would have forgot what the original joke was anyway.
You doing good, Lando?
Even listening back to it, I don't fully understand what I was trying to say.
I
thought it was a drop.
I'm surprised Ham didn't play the ID. Like, as soon as you uttered that, I'm like, well.
Now I just think everything that Lando says is a drop.
Yes. Same.
Right? I'm now in that boat.
Except whenever we're listening to Metallica songs.
Mm-hmm, true.
That's a drop now, too.
All right, our last candidate here on the NIT break. We're going to put this on Board Op Tremel. Now, a bit of a backstory here. I got a text from EA earlier that said, hey, will you put the Tremel e-break in the NIT break? Because I feel like I really kicked ass in that audio and I sounded really good.
Okay.
The e-break is on Tremel, but you guys tell me if you think EA is doing 100% pro broadcasting here.
All right.
Welcome back, everybody. It's 4:39 here live on The Ticket. You are listening to The Ticket Summer Game Summary Show. My name is EA Azad, joined by Creighton Branch. We are breaking down the best moments from The Tickets.
Selling your home is full of catch 22s.
That was DJ Ringenberg. So anyway, we're getting to finishing up with the summer games. And
so he was setting up the ticket top 10. It sounded like... Then luckily,
I think even before the drop, that should have been an EA e-break.
This is on EA.
Yeah.
Tremel was doing play the DJ live spot.
Can we hear it again? It feels like right at the moment when DJ starts talking, EA just goes into doing the top 10. Yeah. I wonder if that's what
now EA is moving forward like a tank flying down a mountain.
Formatics, baby.
He does hit a tree when he tells you he's going to give you the best ticket moments from the broadcast day.
Welcome back, everybody. It's 4:39 here live on The Ticket. You are listening to The Ticket Summer Game Summary Show. My name is EA Azad, joined by Creighton Branch. We are breaking down the best moments from The Tickets.
Selling your home is full of catch 22s.
That was DJ Ringenberg. So, anyway, we're getting to finishing up with the summer games. And
my God. Imagine if... That audio wouldn't have started playing, and he just starts going into doing the top 10.
Yeah, so the musers had on Edwarda this morning.
What a stick in his spokes that drop turned into.
All right. That's awesome. All right. Is it Corby?
So love EA.
Is it Ham and the C word? Is it Ham a fish? Is it me throwing out the Mexican? Is it Lando? Or is it Tremel? We will start with our guest picker, Corby.
You missed the e-break when you said the D word. Oh yeah,
I said Peter D balls.
That's one of them. Yeah, yeah, right. I remember that. This is a tough one. I'm going to go with me.
All right, I probably should have just penciled that in. Sean,
I want to vote for Ham because that segment was just a colossal mess. But the energy in which EA had that just got disrupted so violently by a single DJ drop, I can't not vote for that, so I'm going for EA.
All right, Ham.
You mean me not knowing what chess is?
Or the beginning of what you
or
just
whatever
said.
That.
Mino.
I'm writing in EA. I'm voting for EA this week.
All right.
I don't know if he's technically a candidate, but I'm voting
for
him.
We can change it if that's what the committee wants. Lando?
Give me El Monto.
Ooh. You know what? I think I will also turn Tremel's into EA.
Yes.
And give the win to EA. So now,
like
not
it.
Only did he go from wanting that to make him sound great, he ended up winning the NIT break, which I believe is now two in a row for him. That is fantastic.
Love
Man,
it.
What a run. This is the summer of EA.
What energy he has.
And he's...